This is RSB&B Update, episode 128, 7 bits of RSB&B Update. Hello everybody, RSB&B Update 128. Brad's a little tired today.
We're starting early for once.
On time, actually.
It's a miracle.
On time.
But, I know, whatever.
So, episode 128, 7 bits of RSB&B Update is done. You know what that means? 7 bits?
No.
Because a bit can either be in a state, like a 0 or a 1, right? So
yeah,
there's 2 states for each bit. So 7 bits is 2 to the 7, which is 128.
Okay, I've just lost the one to live. Congratulations.
So why are you a wee bit tired? Tell us.
I'm not getting into this.
Please.
It's shameful. No, I'm not telling you. Bugger off. Let's get on with the show.
You couldn't sleep last night.
Okay, you go and tell them.
Because you've decided to stay up and talk to me.
Yeah, and other people.
Pretty much.
I lots of interesting. Fished.
You fished? Really?
In RuneScape.
How much XP?
Oh, I was fishing for about 2 hours and only got like 25k XP from Boom Sharks. Should have had good sharks though, anyway.
That's why we have something called Monkfish.
Probably the most fun time I've had on RuneScape for a while, actually. So.
Well, that's good.
It was worth being tired for.
Did you accidentally right click on anyone's name and kick them?
No, Shane. I didn't even realize he pretty banned himself. Right. Can we get on with the show instead of just discussing meaningless crap?
Okay. Try and keep the swearing low because I have trouble editing sometimes. But anyways, the Grand Exchange. Thoughts? Like,
very
dislike?
Very good update.
Good? Okay. And your rating out of 5, sir?
5.
Okay, good. So basically what this is, it's a little marketplace in Varrock where people can go and put their items up for sale or buy items. All they basically do is they search for a name to buy, and then they click it, and then they put an offer. And it says that it won't buy it for any more than your maximum price, so that's good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy anything from it?
No, but I sold a lot of things. Some runes and some herbs last night.
Oh, yeah? You sold herbs?
Yeah.
What kind?
Ranar and Quam.
Oh, God. You could have gave those to me, you know.
I could have sold them for some money instead.
No, I would have made it worth your while.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have
yes, I would.
You'd have probably given me some links to some Star Trek videos and said that.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, you would have.
I tried using it to sell my Tarrowin, but this was on the first day, so prices were extraordinarily high. So I just or it could be that Herblore is a worthless skill and people don't like it. But either or. So I ended up selling my Tarrowin to Creepy for a good price. And then he realized
Gammer.
He would have had to have bought Limpwort Roots for them. Or Ashes.
Gammer.
But this is the first Ferengi rule of acquisition states. Once you have their money, never give it back.
Scammer.
Anyways, So have you bought anything with it?
No, I just said that.
I
God,
bought some
I'm
law
the
runes
one who's
to...
tired, yet you're the one who's... Forget it.
Yeah. I bought some law runes to test it out.
How much? How many and how much?
I bought around 89 for about 320 each, which seems like a high price, but I just wanted to try it out, and I needed a topping up on law runes, so why not, hey?
Mm-hmm.
But...
How'd you get the item? Do you actually get it from the Grand Exchange?
Well, what you do... Well, you can get it from the bank. You can just right-click on the banker and go collect.
Oh,
and it'll
yeah.
update it with whatever cash or change or...
Yeah, I knew you could collect cash from the banks. I didn't know if you could collect items as well.
Yeah, so that's how that pretty much works. And I don't know. I'd have to give it a 5. You think it was, like, they didn't really hype this up, but...
It was worth hyping up. They should have.
I think so. It's like... But...
I'd say it's the best update this year.
Really? You'd go as far to say that? Compared to... you'd go far to say that? Like, well...
Haven't been that many good updates this year.
I'm trying to remember what we've had this year. It's been such a long year. But anyways, yeah. It'll probably end up on my top 10 list next month or something. But anyways, what else with it? Oh, this also sets up the RuneScape economy, so we can now have basically a constant price for the general stores, dueling, and whatnot. So I think that's a pretty good idea, as long as the prices are in the right ballpark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not, then there's really no point to it. But I know on the first day they got a lot of prices that were whacked out.
But the prices sort of sort themselves out, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all done by supply and demand.
Exactly. That, like, these people, we'll get to this later in the rants, but these people say that the prices are not fair, and oh my god, like,
life isn't fair.
These people who are saying this, they just don't understand the basic laws of the economy, right?
So, mm-hmm.
Anyways, I have to give this a 5, but I'd have to say it's well worth it, too. Along with this came a few other changes, let's see. Oh, yeah. The player stock tab is now correlated to the Grand Exchange, so in the general stores, so I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, depending on your perspective, but I'd say it's an okay thing. This also means that you can... Like, these people who are dueling and... Like, you know, the people who are dueling and say that there's too much difference between a certain price and something when you can only do more than 3K of difference in duels, you know? But it all balances out with the friggin' party hats and everything in the Grand Exchange. Like, they're at the reasonable price. I just don't... I don't know. Anyways, player stock will now be the whatever's highest Grand Exchange or predetermined value. So that's pretty much the Grand Exchange there. I don't think we said how it works, but it's fairly simple. All you do is you go there, choose whether you're buying or selling. If you're selling, you click on the item in your inventory, say how many, choose a price, and then it'll go up and you'll get notified.
Six items at once is the maximum, isn't it?
Hmm?
Six items at once.
Yes. You got really quiet there.
Yeah, I know, because my headphones fell off. It's okay now.
Okay. Six items at once for members, two items for the free people, so that's it. And for... That's a combination of six selling or buying, so...
Yeah, I'd say six isn't enough.
I know. Anyways... If you're buying an item, you just say buy, search for it, and then you put in a price, and it'll let you know when you get it. So that's good.
Although the notification isn't that clear, it's very easy to miss it if you're talking or
yes,
cutting, fishing, mining.
Yes, exactly. I noticed that too. But anyways, I'd say overall a pretty good update.
5.
It's only been 2 or 3 days, so we're not exactly sure on what long-term economic problems this might cause, but I'm sure there won't be that many, right?
Nope.
But it's fairly ballpark. Like, U-Logs, like, those have gotten so expensive since I was last dealing with them. Merchanters
and Dragon Bones have gone up.
Or not merchanters, I mean gold farmers. Yeah, everything seems to be rebounding, so I guess that's good. Anyways, more dual tournament changes. I think that they really needed to work on this, you know? Cause,
I think they just need to put it back how it was.
Because, like, too many... Like, there's been, like, 4 different updates with changes, including the main one, so... What's going on? Like, did they not test it? Or, like, what? What do you think?
I just think it's just a bloody half-assed idea, and it's complete crap. They just need to to put it back how it was. There's nothing wrong
with
it.
Put it to sleep.
Obviously, they're not going to remove the update and put it back how it was, but it's just complete crap what they've done.
I know. But they've added the fifth register for those people who could not get in one before. How wins are determined. If neither player's died at the end of the time limit, the person who did the most damage will win. If they both did equal damage, a judge will decide. Now, how in the heck is a judge going to decide? Huh?
The most attractive pixel.
How can you have attractive pixels on RuneScape?
Well, you know, it's the same with anything. You know, some flowers are better looking than others. Some cars are better looking than others. Some pixels are better looking than others.
I personally think it would just end up being a coin flip, you know?
Yeah, but people would moan that was unfair.
I know.
It should be done like the person who had the highest hit or something.
Yeah, something like that, or person who's not peer. They've also reduced the number of people required for a register to become active, which is good because it was very hard to find a world, as I'm sure you remember from last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very difficult to find the world when I was trying to research it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Hopefully this will fix the problems. Post bag from the hedge.
You got any favorites?
Not really. My most favorite is the bulletin board. What about you?
No, I think all of them are, pardon me, a pretty, I never really have any favorites for these. They're all pretty average.
I should write a letter to Marvin, the Master Gardener.
What would you say?
I'd tell him thank you for his nice cape. No? I assume that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sucking up idea, Shane. Back off.
Okay. So, oops, I forgot to turn that off.
Shane.
Yes, no, so you don't have any favorites?
Nope.
They had a picture of the bulletin board from the Chaos Elemental, featuring the Magical Lottery, Ogre Wigs, 5GP off, some whistle thing, Rock Rald, Anger Unseats Bacteria, It Will Be a Very Brave New World, In the Nib is Sharp Shun, Corn Fed Hello Customary Slobs Terminate, To Do, Trek Abroad, Invite Pearl, Add Flower, Spy Marinating, Rune a Hangman, Wicked Video Pie, Chaos Sudoku.
Yeah.
And a note that says, Honey, a gory drawing banshee. You think this could have any implications of future updates like they normally do?
No idea.
Maybe we're getting a lottery.
That would be horrible.
Why?
What would the prize be?
Free money. You put 50K in and you could win 10 million. Don't you think that'd be interesting to run a lottery on RuneScape with RuneScape money? Each person puts 50K in, they pick numbers, and whoever comes the closest to the numbers wins?
No, it doesn't sound like a good idea. I don't think it would work in RuneScape.
Do you buy lottery tickets in real life?
Nope, waste of money.
What if they're only $2, though?
I know people who do, but I think they're a waste of money.
But it's only $2, like, for every 2 days.
If the people win lots and lots of money, I'm sure they'll give me some, so I won't have a problem with it then. And if they don't give me money, then they can go fuck themselves.
Oh my god. You're an evil boy. You're an evil boy. Would you care to tell people what you did to your friend?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, what he did?
It's completely unrelated, Shane, to this show. So
no, it's not. It's related by your evilness.
Oh, fuck off.
He phoned a friend during an exam.
He wasn't my friend, and he deserved it.
So watch out, Brad will come get you.
And because of my phone call, I'm going to gloat about this because he's a bastard and he deserved what was going to him. Because of my phone call, he failed his exam. Because in the UK, if you are caught with a mobile phone in an exam room, then you, 99% of the time, you automatically fail. But it was really his own fault for bringing mobile phone into an exam.
Louder.
There we go. Right. Let's move on to the actual show rather than my personal life.
Make yourself a bit louder.
How is this?
No, that's too loud. That's in your mouth. Summoning wallpaper. Concept art. One looks like a dark beast. I'm not sure what the other things are, though. What do you think?
That looks like Pokemon.
Really? What do you mean? Like how?
The wolf thing looks like a Pokemon.
What wolf thing?
The white and light blue wolf thing.
Oh.
And then the thing with wings to the left of it, that also looks like a Pokemon.
Maybe they're taking their ideas from Pokemon then.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know I won't be using it. I never use them, so that's that. Oh, and finally the poll. The games we play. Did you vote in this?
Yes, I think you did, because you linked it to me.
Oh, yeah, right. Which of these game consoles do you own?
Xbox 360.
I just have the GameCube, and... Shut up.
Okay, GameCube.
Question one.
I have a Dreamcast.
Oh, you have a Dream. Mike has one of those, too. Then they discontinued it or something, right?
No, I don't. I just said I have a Dreamcast because that picture of Martin Luther King.
Oh. Anyways, 55% have a PlayStation 2, 40% Game Boy Advance, 33% DS, 29% GameCube.
GameCube suck.
We can clearly see the demographic here is that they're like. It just annoys me. Only 25% 360 and stuff, and Wii and regular Xbox. Don't you think that? Like, what are they trying to do here? Are they trying to figure out which consoles they should release a game onto that loads a Java virtual machine or something?
No idea. Maybe it's just interest's sake.
I don't know, I always find these poll results depressing. With these kinds. Do you play any games on your mobile?
Nope, I do not. Mobile phone games suck.
37% say yes and 37% say no, whereas 26% don't have one. Okay. Last question, Brad.
What genre of game do you enjoy playing? Please click all that apply. You first?
Oh, me? Pretty much the first-person shooters. That's probably about it, actually.
Only first-person shooters?
RTS and stuff are good, but they take forever to get good at, you know? What about you?
I'd say first-person shooters, action-adventure, strategy, and sports.
How do they class strategy as a... or how do they class The Sims as a strategy game?
No idea. I'm thinking of strategy games like Commander and Conquer and Warcraft.
Yes. I played a strategy game called Star Trek Armada 2. It was pretty good.
No. Fuck off.
Are you sitting up and have the microphone on properly?
I'm sitting up with the microphone in front of my face.
Because it got quieter after it fell off.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's as close to my mouth as it's going to go, so.
Okay, good. Now, do you play any other MMORPGs?
Yes.
World of Warcraft?
Yes.
I don't.
Shame on you.
How often do you play these other MMORPGs?
10 plus hours a week.
Okay. There you go. I don't know. So what do you think they could be using this pole for?
No idea, actually. I can't really think of anything they could use.
I think they could be using it for to determine what kind of games Jagex should make and what platforms they could go on.
Possibly. Never really thought of Jagex as making console games, though.
I know. It's a bit of a weird thought, but anyways, on to the questions, I guess. Okay, you can take the first one since you retrieved it.
This was submitted to me over RuneScape, actually. What inspired you to make a podcast? It's from Yazaki10.
What inspired you to make a podcast?
I didn't make the damn podcast, you did.
Boy.
Wasn't it Pika's idea?
No, both of ours. Well, I forget how it happened, but I know he said something about a RuneScape radio show or something, and that I turned it into a podcast and stuff. So it was basically him, and this was at the time when podcasts were actually starting to take off, and they could be put into iTunes. So it was just at the right timing for that to happen. And it's cheap to do, too, only 10 bucks a month for RSPNB Update.
Not bad.
But the site costs a bit more. Wink,
yeah,
wink.
A bit more.
Nudge, nudge.
Give them money, give them money, give them money.
Okay. What is the best way to train Hunter? I have level 50 and I was thinking of Orange Salamanders. What do you think? Sword or 24? Brad?
I have no idea since I'm only 20, Hunter.
That Orange Salamanders would be the best thing to do until you can get up to Reds, right? And then you can do Reds, so probably around level 70-ish, or 75 even. And then you can head off to the Red Schlingchillas. You know what a Schlingchilla is?
No.
That's a German word for chinchampa. Schlingchilla.
Oh, yeah, I remember you speaking about that in the mod convo some time ago.
Yeah. So, Red Chinchampas are at about 70, but until then, stick with the Salamanders. Move up to Red when you can do more traps. Okay, next one.
If I were to ask for gift cards to stores that sell computer parts for Christmas, since I know for a fact if I asked for parts specifically, I'd not get the right things, what would you suggest me replacing to help solve my 15-minute boot-up session? I was thinking more RAM. I have 512 megabytes now, but I don't know what else I should update. And that question is from Kelsey.
Get a
do
Mac.
Your thing, Shane. That's not advice.
No, you're right. But 512 RAM, the sweet spot for XP is about a gigabyte. So definitely you'd want to get more RAM up to a gigabyte. Aside for other things, maybe, like, assuming you have enough hard drive space and it's a 7200 RPM hard drive, that should be fine. But occasionally, about maybe every 6 to 8 months, I know I find this, Windows really, really starts to slow down. Do you find that too, Brad?
Occasionally. Not majorly, though.
See, what I do is every 6 to 8 months, I do a reformat of my computer, reinstall the operating system, and start fresh. This speeds things up dramatically. So basically what I'd recommend you do is just get an upgrade to 512 megabyte, or I mean a gigabyte of RAM, and then reformat the computer. Because it's probably been over a year, cause assuming you bought it from a store and whatnot. So
512 is a bit low anyway.
Yeah. A gigabyte is good. Two would even be better.
I've got 2 gig.
Do you have two?
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah, so a gigabyte or two would be best, and then reformat that computer, because it's something that the people who work with Windows call bit rot and stuff like that. So just that cleans it all up and cleans it out. It's like going to the dentist for a cleaning every 6 months or so. You know, you go to the dentist and it makes your teeth more clean and it just helps your overall performance, you know?
Yes, performance of what?
Of
your
computer.
What do you need clean teeth for?
Just
clean teeth help your computer?
I was just comparing the two, how going to the dentist every 6 months will help your teeth perform better, and how reformatting every 6 months will help your computer perform better.
Okay.
How often do you go to the dentist?
Once every 6 months.
Yeah, me too. See? How often do you reformat?
Never.
Well, there's a problem. Anyways, that's from Kelsey.
I have no problem.
Yes, you do.
Shut up.
Given the migration of game features from other games to RuneScape, do you believe that the Grand Exchange may end up being a bit closer related to WoW's auction house? Would this be something more convenient, or turn RuneScape into eBayScape for PFK 99s? Brad?
Well, it's extremely close to what the World of Warcraft auction house is now, so I don't see how it could get much more like it. But I don't think it's going to be bad. It just makes buying and selling a lot more convenient. You don't have to waste time standing in World 3 or bumping a thread on the forums to
I know.
Buy something.
Like, for instance, if I wanted to get a Black Boater, rather than hounding Brad all the time, I could just go to the Grand Exchange and buy one.
Yeah, you could use your own money.
But do you think they'd ever bring in something like that mailbox thingy?
What mailbox thingy?
In World of Warcraft, where you can send items to a friend?
Oh, mailbox. I think they should. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't.
I thought this was going to have something like it, you know?
Well, I guess they sort of did with collecting from the bank, but it's not really the same.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But it is like, but this is fairly like the World of Warcraft auction house, then?
Yeah, well, it's the same principle, you know, buying, selling, lots of items all linked together.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, thank you, BFK99s. Next one.
Okay. I was thinking of starting off to learn HTML, making websites, so that I can learn the basics at school. But what I was wondering was, what's the best program to make a website on, and can you recommend any websites I can find to learn HTML? Thanks. Keep up the entertainment that is better than British Tuesday Night TV. Kenny. Better than British Tuesday Night Television.
Well, that's good.
Most British television is crap, to be fair. So.
Okay.
Answer the damn question.
One sec.
Please.
Say something.
Hello?
I just turned myself up a bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thought you couldn't hear me for a second. Anyway, answer the damn question.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm answering this question?
Well, it's about HTML.
Oh, and you don't know HTML?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know as much as you about learning it and what would be best to start off with.
Okay. Best way to learn HTML would be to go through a website. I know my favorite website for HTML reference is w3schools.com. It has links about a whole bunch of internet technologies. HTML, CSS, XML, XHTML. That's a good place to start with tutorials, and they have lots of live examples and whatnot. That would be a good place to go. Second thing you could do, you asked for a program here. I'm not sure if they still make it, but there was used to be one in the Mozilla suite called Composer. Do you know what I'm talking about, Brad?
Vaguely, yes.
It used to ship with that whole Mozilla suite. I'm not sure if it still does, but that would be a good one to start with, Composer. Or you could just use Notepad, but that might be a bit harder. If you want to spend some money, you could get Macromedia's Contribute, which is basically the lower-end version of Dreamweaver, which will let you make simple web pages. And as for Front Page, I would not recommend Microsoft Front Page. That thing is a total piece of, yeah.
Shit.
Okay, good, you said it. But, so, that's what I have to say about learning HTML. I remember when I learned HTML, I don't even remember how I did. I don't even remember how. But I remember that my problem, why it wasn't working, is because I didn't upload it to my server. This was back, about 8 or 9 years ago. But thank you, Kenny. It's good to know that you'd rather listen to us than watch British TV, which is bad, right, Brad?
It is bad, but not as bad as Canadian TV.
Oh, God. What do you guys have on it?
Have on it? Oh, I don't know, a lot of crappy... Well, it depends, really. There's quite a lot of reality shows, documentaries. There's a lot of soap operas. Anyway... Next question. If I spent $32 million on farming and I actually tried, what level might I be? Connor, very high level.
Yes,
there
what's
you go,
his...
an ambiguous answer for an ambiguous question.
See, his RuneScape name is Farming, right? With two G's?
Yes.
It depends really on what you do. You could spend it all on watermelons and that would get you less XP, but if you really did want to do it, when I did it, I think it was about 1 million a day for 120k XP a day. So let's say you spent 32 million, so let's just say for fun example, 27 days, so 27 times 100, that probably gets you about 2.7 million XP or something, I think.
Wow.
So, I know the reason it costed about, let's see, if I remember my calculations correctly, to go from 85 to 99, it cost me roughly 72 million.
Okay,
so,
you're
so
crazy.
I'm crazy, apparently.
Yes, you are crazy.
But I had some rares to cash in, so, and they weren't going up, so I just figured I might as well, you know?
I told you you should have sold that Santa hat when they were at 30 million. They never went higher than that. But no, greedy little Shane wanted to hang on until the price went higher and higher, but it didn't. Bradley was right. Shane was wrong.
Okay. It's okay, Brad.
That's why you should give all your money to me, because I know better than you about it.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
You'd take it and spend it on other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you'd probably get about 2.7 million XP, so I don't know what level would, assuming it's not ranked, so what level would 2.7 million XP give you?
I have no idea.
Let me check in a quick look here on the calculators. Where is it? There you are, farming. Whoa. This is really weird.
Why?
Oh, shit.
What?
This isn't good.
What?
I just discovered that the JavaScript in Firefox 3 is really slow. It's taking me forever to type in 2.7 million XP on the farming calculator.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you'd probably... 2.7... million would probably get you around level 83 or 84 or so, so still a long ways to go after that, but it's a nice level, you know? So that's what I have to say about that. Anyways, next question.
It's a waste of money.
No, it's not if you like the skill.
Next question.
Seeing as I would like my cooking cape to be trimmed soon after receiving it, which combat skill do you think I should get to 99? I'm definitely doing a combat skill to get my combat level up. 88 is just too low. Please explain from Brarin.
I'd say if you have money, go... Oh, no. If he wants his combat level up, then he'll probably be going with one of the melee skills, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say attack, because you can train easily with a whip.
I'd say defense. You can train
Why?
That with a whip as well.
But attack is better.
You can annoy the peers with a defense cape.
Okay.
Brad says attack, I say defense. But some people
Brad
say
is right,
strength.
Brad is wrong.
But there's all, like, you know how combat and stuff works. Like, how combat sayings and stuff work. You know that saying, the best offense is a good defense?
Yep.
Or is it the best way around? The best defense is a good offense. Which one is it?
I think it's the best defense is a good offense.
No, that doesn't make sense. Defense is a good offense.
We're just confusing ourselves now.
I know. But some people also say strength is good, you know? Like, Brad's really agile, he says, but he's probably not that strong. What's your defense level in real life?
99.
What about your attack?
99.
Strength?
99.
Oh, God, yeah, right. Moving on. From Schwanite. How do you feel about the quick beheading of Herblore and the Grand Exchange where you go so fast to lose a lot of money? Do you really think this will affect the skill in any way? Do you think Jagex will change it? No, they won't. Brad and I were talking about this before the show, weren't we? About how it's all supply and demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically the prices will balance out. So if nobody's buying for whatever price it is, they'll go down. If there's too many people buying, the price will go up. Simple economics 101, and I don't think it really killed off the Herblore. skill, because technically Herbler really hasn't changed that much. You could still like get your Limpet Wreath from noobs and the free-to-play banks and your White Berries from the Elven Force and your Ivanute from the general store in Taverly. Like, it just doesn't change that much. You know what I'm saying, Brad? Like, it just, it'll all even out eventually. That's what I have to say. That's the order of things, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, do you have anything to say on this? Do you think it'll hurt Herblore? I personally don't think it will. Do you?
No, I don't think it will. Everything will balance itself out in the end.
Good. Next question.
Brad, if you could pick one word to be untainted and erased, what would it be? And what? Would... So first, let's just do this one at a time. If you could pick one word to be uncensored in RS, what would it be? I'd probably have dam, D-A-M, because that's the word I use most in RS.
And it's a beaver dam.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying. Although, we did discover last night in the fishing guild that the word stripper is not filtered. Because I said Andrew Gower is a male stripper.
Which you can find on RuneWire at runewire.com/Brad.
No, it wasn't my room where it was Talomanda pushed it.
Okay. But that's just funny.
So, yeah. What word would you have uncensored if you could?
Hitler.
Why?
Because sometimes I like to talk about that. To explain to people.
Nazi.
No. We determined that Andrew Gower is, remember? Or no, that's Steve Jobs. Never mind.
No, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs like Nazis.
Okay, next part.
Steve Jobs is a Nazi boy. Right. Next part of this question. What's the most Star Trek references in a single episode? Oh, I'd say probably about several million.
I was saying about three.
No, more than that. I'd say four or five.
We haven't had any so far this episode.
Well, this is this episode, and you know, because if you did, I would kill you painfully.
I
have
don't
you elected any good morons lately? What does he mean there?
What
he means about the Australian elections.
Oh.
I was ripping him about that.
Oh,
the Australian general election last weekend.
I see. But you're not Australian, so how would you know?
No, but the guy, because I knew it was on the news, the guy who got elected wasn't John Howard. John Howard didn't get re-elected. The guy who got elected, went to a strip club in New York when he was on United Nations business. So
what?
He's a lovely, upstanding, you know, politician.
Why would they select someone like that to run their country?
Because Australians are...
Okay. Enough of that. You can read more on saidbybrad.com.
Australia sucks. Die.
Okay. If Google offered you 1,000 million, so I think a billion, that's a billion, would you sell RSBNB? That's a fairly obvious question.
No, of course they wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
Yes, you would, and you'd give me a nice big cut of your money.
I'd buy you a house here.
Ooh, and a car, and a computer.
Yeah, okay, we could do that. Buy you a nice Mac. But yeah, of course. What kind of question is that? Wouldn't you?
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
But there was that question a few weeks ago, and someone said if somebody offered you $1,000 or something like $10,000 for your RuneScape account, would you take it? And you said no.
It was $1,000.
I would take that.
What? Okay. Make it $5,000.
No, Shane. No deal. Anyway.
Okay, final question.
Okay, so his name is pronounced Davo, not Davo.
Oh, I'm going to say it how I want.
Shut up. It's his name. He pronounces how he wants it. So Shane. Come on, Shane.
Okay. That's fine.
What are your thoughts of the RuneScape ads on the RS homepage if you're free to play? It constantly goes on and off the top of your browser. It's distracting. I've never seen these personally, but I can imagine that would be annoying.
You've never been in free-to-play?
No.
With the ads?
I have seen them, but I can't remember them being that much of a problem.
I don't know. Like, they're not that big of a problem. You can, like, hide them, you know? Not that we should be endorsing that, but all I do is I make my window smaller and I scroll the window down so it's not in the viewport. It's a problem solved. I just make the window smaller. But, you know, that's how they pay for it. There's no way to stop that. Like, how would you... How do you think they make the game free if there's no... How would you make it pay for expenses of a free game without ads, you know? You know, Brad?
Exactly. They have to have ads.
Exactly.
If you don't want the ads, pay.
Yeah, exactly. It's only $5 a month. Oh, and here's the thread for my ban again, for those who don't know. Yeah, we fixed that problem. Brad.
State of bannings on RSBNBs.
Brad fixed the problem after... Yeah. Of course, this administration does not condone murder or anything in that like.
I'm not saying anything.
Tech news!
Kill.
Microsoft gets hit with a $5 million lawsuit over Halo 3 Xbox 360 problems. Have you had any problems with Halo 3?
No, it's been fine for me.
Well, that's good. So what basically all this says is that sometimes that the game was routinely crashing or freezing and locked up. The suit claims that these issues disrupted gameplay, which if these issues are as terrible or as widespread as the suit alleges, it's an understatement. The plaintiff is seeking a class action lawsuit for $5 million in damages plus costs and attorney fees. Like, it's
the
a
game. Wants $5 million.
Speak for his game freezing.
For his game freezing. What a.
I know, like, what the hell? Like, what the heck is with this, you know?
It's completely idiotic.
I know.
I hope this guy dies in a fire.
Like. I know if a program on my computer doesn't freeze, that I, like, you just deal with it, right?
Exactly. You don't, like, go and sue everybody.
Yeah, this is just a stupid story, but if anybody here has Halo 3 problems, let us know and you can put your name in this lawsuit as well.
And get $5 million.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But anyway, like, there's no tech news at this time of year, you know?
Yeah, so we have to go with articles about morons suing Microsoft because they're game.
Wikipedia? Do you think it's right to ban Wikipedia at schools?
No.
Exactly.
Like, as somebody always said, and I can't remember who told me this, if you want to use Wikipedia as a source, don't use what's in Wikipedia, use the references that Wikipedia cites.
Exactly. Which makes perfect sense, you know? Just follow it back.
Like, pretty much 99.9% of Wikipedia articles cite references, don't they?
Yes, you have to.
That.
And Wikipedia is fairly accurate with that many people watching and editing it, right? There might be a few controversial things that aren't right, like who's going to win the next presidency of the United States, but you don't know because that hasn't happened yet. I think there's this woman in her computer lab in the U.S. that's trying to ban Wikipedia and has a poster that says "Just say no to Wikipedia." The entire Warren Hills Regional School District in New Jersey has also blocked access from all school computers. Basic problem, according to officials, is that Wikipedia's unverified accuracy and ease of use are making it too tempting for students to use it as a primary source. Like, what's the deal here? Like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't see anything wrong with using it, do you?
Nor do I, no.
Like, they're just not in with the times, you know? Does your dad know what Wikipedia is?
Yeah, of course he does.
Does he use it?
Sometimes, I think. Only because I showed it to him.
You're right. Ah, you're a good boy for doing that.
Shut up.
But I just think this is totally retarded and bullshit, you know?
It is complete crap.
But there's always proxies, so... I don't know. Like, next time I have to write a paper, I'm going to do what Brad said and read it on Wikipedia and then backtrace the article.
Okay. Do that.
On to rants, Brad.
Is this three rants?
Yeah, it looks to be... It looks...
Who's doing what?
I'll take the second one.
Okay, Andrew, we need to do the first and the third one.
Yes, please.
Okay. To be quite honest, with their current prices, I can't see a pro to even having them included in the game. And I shall explain why I think this. People who own them will continue to make money off them because of the vast price range. Also, bless you, my son. Also, people who dream about them will never be able to afford them because they cost hundreds of millions more than any other item in the game. This effect is worsened because making money in such large quantities is simply much harder now. Please note, I'm not complaining because I cannot afford one myself, although I can't actually buy one for their current price. I would rather never have one than to have to cheat to obtain one. I am, however, complaining about them because of the methods players use to obtain them. Because party hats cost so much more than any other item in the game, they encourage players to break rules. This is because players feel that they will not be able to afford them through fair play and hard work. Party hats are breaking rule 9. I must cover all my bases, though, and say that some players have come across these items fairly, which I believe is a great achievement that should not be taken away from them. Whatever Jagex would be willing to do to party hats to change the actions of players, I would gladly accept with open arms. If you did manage to read all that, congratulations.
So, this is just another one of stupid ones, right?
R for retarded. I mean, you can't say, you know, good items or expensive items make people cheat. No, I think if anything, people will understand that cheating invariably might not get you what you want, and you might lose your account over it. A lot of people who really wanted a party hat would work for it, honestly.
I know.
Just because this person obviously can't be motivated to work for it doesn't mean that nobody else can either.
I know. I know, to get my party hat, it's a deal out to the community. Buy me a white party hat and you get my picture.
Don't do it, people.
Yes, please do it. I'll include a picture of Brad that no one's seen before.
No. That sounds wrong.
What?
A picture of Brad no one's seen before.
It doesn't
Anyway, do the second run. I want to hurry up and go to bed.
Okay. I found a terrible flaw in the Grand Exchange. I'm in favor of the Grand Exchange, but would love for this to be fixed. I went to sell some items at the Grand Exchange that were worth millions. I sold a few and logged out happily with success. I logged back in 5 minutes and clicked on the person to get my money from items that I had sold. Important. The Grand Exchange does not require a bank pit to abort your items or to collect the cash you've made. This is not a good idea because a hacker could get on your account, access the Grand Exchange, and steal the items you're using in the Grand Exchange. Jagex, I love the update, but I feel that you should need your bank pin to access the items you are selling and to collect the cash. Thank you for your time. I have to agree with this. Don't you think? Like, because let's say you're selling a party hat.
Yeah, it is very bad, and obviously it's something that needs to be changed as soon as possible.
Yeah, granted. So, good idea. Like, I don't understand one thing with Jagex. You know, like they always seem to forget things that should be obvious. You know, like bank pins on the house, forgot. Bank pins on Miscellanea, forgot. Bank pins on the Grand Exchange, forgot. Like, they just seem to forget these kind of things, you know? Like, it's just those kind of things, and some of the bugs that sometimes happen really make me wonder what's going on there, you know? I don't know. It's just
wonder
annoying.
What's going through their heads.
Exactly.
And if anything is going through their heads at all. Right, ready for the last rant?
Yes, please. Make
this thread rants about how people get banned for giving away free items. Three people all got banned because they all split the cost of a dragon chain. Jagex thought the person was real-world item trading and immediately banned them without warning. This is completely unfair. It can happen to anyone in a similar circumstance. I now fear giving away free items in case I get banned for real-world item trading. I think it is the player's decision whether or not to give away free items. Jagex should have no right banning people on suspicion of real-world item trading with no evidence. We've lost the right to give and receive presents. This is unrealistic and shouldn't be an issue at all.
I agree here. I
but
know
this
some...
I think there is a difference between giving your friend a present and splitting the cost of a dragon chain.
How so?
Well, if you're splitting the cost between three people, that must mean there are a lot of dodgy trades going backwards and forwards, like so-and-so trading money to so-and-so and back to so-and-so. And that's not just a simple one trade, here is your present. That's backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. So I can understand why that may have seemed fishy.
Yeah, I guess. But giving presents? I don't think you can get banned for that.
No, I wouldn't think you would be able to.
What do you want for your birthday this year?
No idea.
What'd you get last year?
I can't remember. I think I got money mostly.
Okay. Remember?
Yes.
Okay, that's about it for rants this week. On to the other things. Multi-site steel war in just over 2 weeks. You should fight for RSBNB, right, Brad?
Turn up to kick RuneHQ's ass.
No, we're actually in an alliance with RuneHQ. Or no, I don't think RuneHQ signed. Let me check on who's signed. I know it's against Zybez, but let's see who's signed so
Kick
far.
Zybez is ass. Their podcast died.
It did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's like so many RuneScape podcasts on iTunes that just have like so many, you know?
Mm.
Okay. Rune Village has signed. We've signed. Sal's Realm has signed. And RuneHQ has signed. Only ones who didn't have been Tip.id and RuneCrypt.
Kill all the infidels.
Fighting side by side with RuneHQ.
Oh, damn it.
And Rune Village. Wow.
Damn it.
Never thought that would happen.
I just BS RuneHQ. Although, no, if you are going to attend, make sure you follow the damn rules and don't
yes.
make us look bad.
Yes.
Make us look bad and I'll kill you.
Okay, there's your threat. Next thing we have is late November events. We've got Hide and Seek.
Should be fun.
Which will be posted. There'll be a map posted for that. We have a meeting spot.
And where all the hiding spots are.
No.
Brad will be hiding here. Shane will be hiding here.
No, I have to actually wait and greet the people when they come back. Are you able to come on Saturday?
No. Yeah.
Crap. Anyways,
got to find someone else.
Yes. Anyways, and for members on Sunday, we're doing a Kalfite Queen event. You going to come to that?
Maybe.
Okay. Hunter is the new skill of the month.
Should be interesting to see who can be bothered to know like that.
Yeah. That'll be starting in a few days from now, and it looks like that KJTH has basically won the November Skill of the Month Fire Making. He's winning by about 3.4 million XP.
Wow.
And finally, what have we been up to?
Not much.
I've been coding and working on astronomy.
That sounds boring.
I know. It's not really, though. The coding is, but the astronomy is fun. What about you?
Just the usual.
Okay, college, there we go.
Work.
So anything else you can think of?
No.
I've been using Firefox 3 again. You can take a look at that on the blog at chain.rsbnb.com, a picture.
Ooh, bug link. Read my rambling, raving load of shit at saidbybrad.com.
SaidByBrad.com. See you, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank
we'll be back next week with episode 129.
I love you all.
You do?
Yes, I love everybody.
Aww.
Except for people who know. People know if I don't know.
Okay.
But most of you are.
Okay. See you next week, everyone.
I'm good.
Episode 128 is done.